In Northwest News on 88.5 FM, in a world where teens and tweens have access to screens and social media, parents are dealing with challenges that have never existed before. A new documentary called Screenagers looks at the consequences of too much screen time and offers tips for parents and kids who are trying to find a digital balance. We talked to the filmmaker who shot part of the movie in Seattle. Several years ago, Delaney Rustin, a doctor who specializes in internal medicine, started to notice most of the kids coming into her office were glued to a screen.
They were checked out, and that started me thinking about all those little moments of interactions of adults with kids that their emotional and mental educational self are not present.
Rustin's documentary, Screenagers, explores the consequences of those lost moments. It delves into the dark side of video games.
I gamed until like 1 a.m, and then I gamed 3 a.m, and then I gamed until 5 a.m.
The film also looks at what can happen when middle schoolers sext.
I took a picture of myself and my bra, and I sent it to him.
Rustin talked to dozens of researchers and psychologists for the movie. At least one study shows that a lot of time on devices can reduce a young person's capacity for empathy. Rustin says parents should not demonize technology. They should talk about the positives and keep the conversation going about how we use it.
For example, my family and I will talk about, what do you think it feels like for that person when they aren't invited and they see that photo? How does it feel for you? That's one of the key ways we're going to help kids to develop empathy in this setting where they're not having as much face-to-face communication with people.
Screenagers is not getting a formal theatrical release. Rustin wants community groups and schools to put on their own screenings. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.